guys, Steven Simpson here. Welcome to the Focus Capital Podcast, episode number one. So this is designed to be just an intro episode. We're going to talk a little bit about the sort of background and the kind of rationale behind the podcast, talk a little bit about me and the company, and really just give you guys a bit of an overview of what to expect going forward with the podcast. So first of all, a little bit about me. I'm an engineer by trade. I spent about 20 years in the corporate world. I have been investing in real estate for almost 20 years now. And a couple of years ago, I started a company called Focus Developments and Focus Capital. And I own and manage that company and run it full time now. And our strategy is to invest and acquire and redevelop industrial real estate here in Ontario. And stemming from that, I've met a lot of great people. We've worked on a lot of great projects. And it occurred to me that it would be good to put together a podcast that I would have wanted to have access to 10 years ago. So if I think back in terms of, you know, my journey and my investing career, my professional career, there was a lot of things that, you know, that I could have benefited from. And in speaking to other investors, to other people in the market, other people in the industry, I know that there's, you know, there's just so much knowledge and wealth and expertise out there. And so part of the rationale with the podcast is for it to be really just an ongoing conversation about those things that I'm passionate about: real estate, entrepreneurship, business, and personal development as well. And, you know, I think personal development, it may be a little bit different than those first two topics, but it's really the kind of underpinning for the success in all areas, I think, in life. So I think it's important for us as professionals, as entrepreneurs, to really get a sense of that. And so part of the podcast, we're going to be, you know, delving into some personal development topics as well. So what can you expect with this podcast? As I said, this is designed to be an ongoing conversation. It's going to be a combination of solo episodes where I'm going to be providing some market updates, you know, some basically information that I think is relevant in the market for those people that are out there who are either investing in real estate or entrepreneurs and just want to get a better handle on what's happening with the economy and the market. So we'll do some solo episodes just talking about those things. And we'll also have guests on the podcast. So I'm going to be interviewing, again, people in the industry that I think are interesting, that can provide some value, who are maybe doing some of the things that, you know, that we talk about in other episodes. And, you know, really the goal here is to talk to people and bring information forward that I think is going to help us get better ultimately. And so if we can learn one thing through a podcast episode, maybe we can get a couple tidbits, some lessons learned, you know, that's really going to benefit us in terms of speeding up time. It's going to benefit us from learning from other people's mistakes, maybe. Quite frankly, we've all had those lessons learned that, you know, we're happy to share with other people and let them kind of benefit from our experience and trials and things like that. So that's part of it as well. And again, having some conversations again about personal development, because I think, you know, again, if we just are looking at business for the sake of business or real estate for the sake of making money or investing and all these other things, you know, we really got to bring it home at the end of the day and think about, well, why are we doing all these things? And I think personal development and understanding a little bit more about our psyche and our motives and our mental state is really going to help us understand, you know, the end game here. Because let's face it, I think having success in any endeavor in life is great. But at the end of the day, it's really coming back down to the quality of life that you're going to have, the relationships you have with people in your family and you know, your circle of friends and things like that and your community. So part of what I want to talk about in the podcast is how all those things fit together, because really what we're trying to do here is put together a, you know, quality of life and a lifestyle that I think can benefit everybody. And that's why we do the things we do. So in terms of what you can expect for the podcast format, again, talked about solo episodes, guest episodes. The plan is to release episodes every 2 weeks. We're going to be releasing them in a couple different formats. Obviously, it's a video format as well as audio. So we're going to have the podcast release on, you know, all the major platforms. So Spotify, iTunes, where you would typically get your podcast downloads. And then we're also going to be uploading the video portion to YouTube so you can have access to it there. In terms of what to expect for upcoming episodes, so we've got a couple in the hopper already. Again, this is just the first episode, more of an intro. But, you know, we've already recorded some episodes with some personal development experts. We've recorded some episodes with some real estate experts here in Ontario and also in other parts of Canada. We're looking to bring on experts in different fields. So what the goal is here is to not only be singularly focused on, let's say, real estate here in Ontario, even though that's primarily what I, you know, focus on with Focus Developments and Focus Capital. But I know we've got listeners and people that have signed up for a newsletter in different parts of Canada. And we want to be able to, you know, make this a little bit more broad in the sense that I think there's principles and there's topics and there's different issues that are going on, which I think are relevant to all of us as investors and as entrepreneurs and as professionals who, you know, who really want to get better in many different areas of life. So we'll have conversations about the economy in general. We may talk about interest rates. We may talk about inflation and things like that and how all of those things really have an impact on what you're doing with your investments, what you're doing with your business, because all of those things are related, right, at the end of the day. And so we'll be talking about those things. We'll be talking about personal development and giving some market updates as well as we go. So the second episodes that we have coming up right after this one, I'll be doing a little bit more of a deep dive into Focus Developments and Focus Capital and really kind of our investment thesis and why we do the things we do and our strategy and that sort of thing. And I think that'll just sort of set the tone for, you know, for what I wanted to get out there in terms of our business model. And I get these questions a lot from people that I meet through networking events or who just connect with me through our contact forms. And they really just want to understand, you know, why we have the strategy that we do for investing and for setting up our business and investing in the real estate that we do. So we'll do a bit more of a deep dive into that into episode number two. And get into some of those things and some of those topics. So that's it for this first episode. Thanks everyone for tuning in. If you could like, subscribe, leave a review, leave a comment, it'd be really appreciated. All those things help us to grow the podcast as we go. And for any other information, please, I invite you to check out our website at focuscapital.ca, focuscapital.ca. On there, there's a ton of great information. There's other podcast episodes that I've recorded. There's a newsletter you can sign up for. So I encourage you to please check it out. And I look forward to sharing this podcast with you going forward. Bye for now.